Hello and welcome to the How They Did It Business Podcast, where we share stories from the best in business. I'm your host, Alec Taylor, founder of Diverse VC. Today, we have Mariam Berbusha, a PhD student in the Plasma Physics Group at Imperial College London, and currently based at the SLAC, S-L-A-C, National Accelerator Laboratory in California. Her research lies in attempts to recreate the conditions found in space with high-power lasers. That's right, folks, lasers. She's passionate about science and enjoys discussing her new work, whether that be in the form of writing articles with Forbes magazine, or working as an ambassador for STEMnet, or appearing on podcasts and radio shows just like this. Mariam, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Alec, for having me on. I'm so excited to dive in.
Absolutely. And I'm just as excited because honestly, lasers and space are probably two of my favorite things. So I'm super excited. But with that said, I'd love to hop into our fun fire round where we ask a whole bunch of random questions to get a feel for who you are outside of that. Are you ready?
Bring it. Let's go.
So one of my favorite questions is to ask what book you like to gift to people the most and why?
A personal favorite of mine is Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. So for me, I'm often at desks where it's filled with men because obviously there's not that many women in physics. And so being able to lean in and sharing that message so that others don't shy away from letting their voice be heard in like situations like that one. So I would give that book.
I love that. That is such a fantastic book. Now, if you had a gigantic billboard and millions of people all around the world would see what you put on it, whether it be an image or perhaps a saying, some self-promotion, whatever that may be, what would you put on that billboard and what would you want people to see?
Well, so one of my quotes that I've had on my blog post since I was like 17 is, you are all stars, you just have to initiate that fusion. And so what that means is basically you are all stars, so you're all special, you all have your unique set of skills. But with that in mind, you have to just initiate that fusion. So put in the work to be able to achieve your dreams. And so that's something I fully believe in. I think if you work hard enough and you're passionate about something, you can achieve it. So that's what I would put.
That makes so much sense. And I think it's great because it's truly the scientist background that you have really coming through there. I love the fusion aspect. Now, let's talk about unusual habits. Everyone has it, or even an absurd thing that they do, right? What's one absurd or unusual habit that you have?
So I think being in the pandemic and not being able to see that many people, I'm not really familiar with what I think is an absurd or unusual habit. But I will say that people don't believe that I can like fashion and makeup and stuff like that if I'm a physicist or be even social. So I think for most people, that is an unusual thing that I do, is being interested in that and also being social.
I love that. That makes so much sense. And it's been an absolutely a very unique experience, to say the least. So that makes a ton of sense.
Sure.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the last 5 years, or we can even frame it in since the pandemic. Do you happen to have like a belief or a behavior or even a value that's most improved your life during that time?
So I suffer a lot with imposter syndrome, and I think I was always afraid to stop and say, I don't understand something. And within the last 5 years, really pushing myself to stop and say, I don't know, can I have some help? And I think being able to do that really is helping me through my imposter syndrome. And that's definitely helping me through 2020 for sure, because I think we've all struggled through something. And so being able to say, I don't know, or I'm struggling is such an important skill.
And it's so true. I think that everybody has a point in time in their life where they're wondering, is this who I really am? Are these the values that I truly have? And does it align with myself? And I think that everybody goes through that. And being able to just start by acknowledging that and use that and start to take that to strengthen yourself, right? By then being willing to ask questions and grow beyond that, it's truly so, so important. Now, staying kind of within that kind of last 5 years realm, or perhaps even during the COVID realm, what have you become better at saying no to, from distractions to invitations, et cetera? And, you know, how have you gone about doing that?
For me personally, because I'm doing my PhD currently, I think sometimes I can be pulled into jobs that aren't adding to my PhD. And so being able to stop and say, actually, we're all tied up in so many struggles currently in the pandemic, and being able to say no to certain tasks is really helping me stay focused, even though being at home for so long is so hard to focus for long periods of time. So being able to say no to certain tasks has really helped me through working from home. So I'd recommend people to try and say no, and it's so hard, but definitely try it, give it a go.
Yeah, one of the things that I think it's so honest, just an idea that I think that aligns with that is Pareto's principle of the 80-20 rule, right? So 20% of the things you do result in 80% of the results that you get. Mm-hmm. And if you're saying yes to everything, that means you're stacking on, typically, right? You're stacking on more to that 80% of things that don't help you get the results you're looking for. So by being able to clear that out, it helps you so much more. I love that. Yeah.
I didn't know that, so thanks for that.
That's great. We learned something too. I love this. This is so, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm in your shoes most of the time where I'm learning so many great things, and especially when we get to your background even more, there's going to be so many things that I'm super excited to learn about. Now, moving the ball forward, you know, many people have a defining moment when they discovered, you know, what their passion was, or when they knew they had the right idea for the business they're trying to create. For you, you know, when was your defining moment for all the different projects you're working on and working with lasers and space? What was that defining moment for you?
I grew up thinking I was going to be an artist. I then changed my mind. I wanted to be an athlete. Then I wanted to be a medical doctor. But I realized going through school, I had an amazing physics teacher, so I definitely rely on that situation for helping me through. But I really liked maths and physics and just helping people in general. Mm-hmm. And so I was struggling to find what career I could go into that would have all of those things. But that physics teacher actually took us on a trip to the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory in Oxford. And over there, I was introduced to something called medical physics. And I literally fell in love with the subject, and it had everything I wanted to do. And so that was the starting point for physics for me.
Mm-hmm. So it had the doctor aspects. It had some of the science aspects in regard to like physics or chemistry or biology, perhaps. Now, the athletic aspect, could you help me understand, how did it embody any of that?
Well, when I was younger, I was a good runner. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to become an athlete back then. But unfortunately, I ended up getting an eating disorder, and I was taken out of any options of doing that later on in life. And so my way of trying to get in touch with basically biology in general was later on with maths and physics. And so I wanted to go into medical physics and kind of interact with that side of science, so biology.
That makes a lot of sense. Thank you for drawing that connection. It makes complete sense now. And that draws me to talking about failures, right? We all have failures. I honestly fail a bajillion times every single day. But, you know, sometimes we have things that are apparent failures, and they end up setting us up for a success later down the road. Do you happen to have a failure that did that, or one that kind of comes to the forefront?
I think there was no defining failure, but I did. So growing up, I was that annoying kid that, you know, got 100% in all their tests and was doing really well at school. But as soon as I hit university, I failed my first exam, and that really slapped me in the face. And so I think for me, I really think we need to fail in order to learn. And because I hadn't failed up until that moment, I really struggled being 19 at university and trying to understand why I failed in the first place. And so I think we all have to learn how to fail and deal with failure. And how do you get back up and keep going after that? And so I think I learned that at university, but I kind of wished I had learned it earlier. But that was a failure that kind of taught me to be okay with it, and that there is, you know, is not the end of everything. If you fail once, you can always get back up and keep going and achieving your dreams after.
Mm-hmm. I think that just the idea of persistence and being able to honestly take a defeat, a failure, and understand that that's something to learn from. That's not something to define me and who I am.
Exactly.
And the things that I can accomplish in this life. And I think that's in the same vein. Now, last question, when you feel overwhelmed or unfocused, and let me tell you, it's so easy nowadays, especially with COVID, hanging out all the time at your house or in your room or whatever that may be, it's so easy to get overwhelmed or distracted. How do you pull yourself back and get that focus back and really start to, you know, lock back in? You know, are you asking yourself questions? How are you going about doing that?
Well, as soon as I notice my brain drifting, I go outside for a walk. I have to. And I think the important thing for me is just letting the thoughts pass and go through, not really reacting to any thoughts, but just letting them go. And I think that for me is makes me realize, what am I focused about? What am I unfocused about? Or what am I stressed about? Or what is kind of helping this unfocus? And also, if I have a notebook near me or I have my phone, I can just write things down, and journaling those thoughts definitely helps me to see, what am I like stressed about? What is causing this unfocus? But on top of that, planning for me really helps me to get focused. As if I plan my day the night before, whatever it is, that really helps me focus and get that focus back. So it, I will stop, take a walk, come back, plan, and then I'm kind of ready to go after that. So
I love that so much. And even I had a thing where I started using post-it notes to in kind of the same vein of writing everything down. I ended up having a wall of post-it notes, and I had to figure out a better plan. But just I think being able to understand that you're not going to forget the idea because you have it somewhere can really help alleviate a lot of that stress and even anxiety, so that you really get back in focus with that.
Exactly. Fantastic. Yeah. I definitely do the same thing. I have to write things down, otherwise I will forget.
There's a million things going on upstairs, so you don't want to lose anything important. I love that. Very good, very good. Well, listeners, that's all we have for the fire round with Miriam. We're now going to shift and take a deeper dive on her background and learn a little bit more, if not a lot more, about lasers and space. Tune in soon. See you guys there.